Thank you. So we'll start here on the first source, the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes, "Koreas haMegillah. If someone is reading the Megillah, the Ta'a b'Kriyasa, and he makes a mistake in the reading, mispronounces a letter, misses a syllable." And he read a reading which was not really correct. Yatza is Yotze, Lefi She'en Medaktikin B'Kriyasa. Because when it comes to Kriyasa Megillah, we're not careful and we're not particular in the reading of Kriyasa Megillah. That's a very, very striking halacha, because if we look at the second source, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah about Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam says, "Eina kore b'Torah rashay likros b'Torah ad sheyikala amen mipi atzibur." You can't start reading until amen was said. Karavita, one reads and while reading makes mistakes. Afilu b'diktukos achas. Even a mistake on one syllable, Machzirin oso, ad shikre'ena b'diktuk. We bring him back, we make him reread it, so that he reads it correctly. So why, in regards to Kriyas HaMegillah, do we suddenly have a halacha that you can make mistakes, according to the Rambam at least, and one doesn't need to be corrected? Now, there are those who try to say that maybe the Rambam doesn't mean it. Maybe the Rambam is only referring to a mistake like instead of saying Yehudim, to say Yehudim. So two Yuds instead of one Yud. And so it's really the same meaning. And the Rambam's not saying that you can actually make mistakes in Kriyas HaMegillah. But the simple reading of the Rambam was Ein Medaktikin B'Kriyas. When it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, we're not careful and we're not particular that the Megillah be read precisely correct. So how could that be? Why is that so? Generally, when we have the halacha of a kriya, especially looking at Kriyas HaTorah, we have a law that we have to read it precisely. The Gra and others suggest that maybe the makar of the Rambam, or the reasoning of the Rambam, is the famous Gemara in Daf Yutes of Maseches Megillah, which is where the topic of today's learning comes from. And that's where the Gemara talks about what is the nature of the Megillah. Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav. Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guri, in the name of Rav, Megillah Nikre Sefer, V'Nikre Sigeres. Megillah is classified as a Sefer, as a scroll, but it's also classified as a letter, as an Igeres. In fact, there are many that when we read the Megillah, we unfurl it and we fold it in multiple places, that it will actually look like an Igeres. It should look like a letter. Nikre Sefer, it has the status of a Sefer. Shin Tafra B'chute Pishtan Psula. If the Urios, if the parchments that have the writing of Megillas Esther are connected to each other with linen strings, it's puzzle. Nikre sigeres, but on the other hand, it's called an igeres. Shem hitil bashloshe chute gidin kshera. That if you put three strings that aren't strings, three sinews is enough to make the Megillah kasher. Apparently, in a Sefer Torah, that's what most Rishonim say. Sefer Torah, you have to stitch the entire urea. Whereas in Megillah, all you need is three stitches. Shalosh. Three stitches made of sinews, that alone is enough. So we see in this Gemara that on the one hand, Megillah is classified as a Sefer. On the other hand, it's classified as an Igeres. Where does it come from? It comes from the Psukim in the end of Megillas Esther. Perek Tes of Megillas Esther, we read about Esther sending letters to all of Am Yisrael to establish Purim and to accept Megillas Esther into Kisvei HaKodesh. So we have a whole series of psukim, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf, Yichtov Mordechai Sadvar Ma'ele. Mordechai wrote these matters. Yishlach Sfarim El Kol Yehudim Asher B'chol Medino Samelach Achashverosh Akrev Varachok. He sent Sfarim, he sent scrolls to all the Jews in the country. Pasuk Chafhei. When she had come before the king, he said, and he had it written in the sefer, Yashuv machshavto ara asher chashav al Yehudim al roshav v'salu osav espadav al ha'etz. His evil thoughts should come back on him, and Haman should be hung. Pasuk chavav, al kein karu layamim ha'ele purim al shem ha'pur. The Jews named these days Purim because of Lot. Al kol divrei ha'igeres hazos. Because of all the words that are in this letter. And what they saw and what happened to them. Pasuk Chavtes. Atichtov Esther Amalka Basavichai L'Mordechai Yehudi is Kol Tokef. Esther and Mordechai wrote all of the force of what happened. L'Kayim to establish as a law Es Igeres HaPurim Azos HaShenis. The second letter of Purim. Then in Pasuk Lamed, Vayishlach Svarim El Kol HaYehudim, he sent Svarim to all the Jews, El Sheva Vesru Me'a Medina Malchus HaChashverosh, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, words that had peace and truth to them. Pasuk Lamed Beis, U'ma'amar Esther Kiyam, Divrei HaPurim O'ele, V'nichtav Basefer. So if you look at these psukim, in these five psukim, the Megillah alternates. Svarim, then Igeres, then Igeres, then again Sefer, then again Svarim, then again Sefer. So the Gemara says that Megillah alternates between being classified as letters and being classified as a Sefer to show that it has two features to it. In certain ways, it's like a Sefer Torah. In other ways, it's not like a Sefer Torah. It's an Igeres, it's just a letter. It's like a Sefer Torah, just like a Sefer Torah. Every part of the Sefer Torah has to come from the animal. The string with which we connect the arios of the Sefer Torah have to come from the gidim, have to come from the sinews. A Megillah shetafer b'chutei pishtan, a Megillah sewed with string that came from flax, that came from plants as pasul, because Nikrei Sefer was called Sefer, v'nichla b'sefer. On the other hand, the Megillah is Nikrei Sigeres. It's not exactly like a Sefer. A Sefer, you have to stitch the entire parchment. You have to have the sinews going down along the entire parchment. And when it comes to the Megillah, because it's Nikrei Sigeres, all you need is Shlosha Chute Gidin. All you need is three Chute Gidin. So this Gemara is saying that Megillah has two features. In some ways it's like a Sefer, in some ways it's like an Igeres. Suggested the Gra, how could the Rambam paskin that when it comes to Megillah, you can read, and if there are mistakes, you don't have to be corrected? Because Megillah nikreis Igeres. Megillah is called an Igeres. So since Megillah is called an Igeres, so as a letter, it doesn't have the same halachos as the Sefer Torah does. Rambam says in regards to Kriyas HaTorah that if there's a mistake, you have to correct the reader and have him reread it because Kriyas HaTorah is safe, reading from the Sefer Torah. But Megillah is Nikrei Sigeres. It's Nikrei Sigeres in the sense that Gemara says you don't have to have full stitches. So since it's Nikrei Sigeres, it doesn't have to have full stitches. You don't have to stitch the whole way. You just have to have three. Shlosha chutei gidin, three strings from the sinews. Doesn't need to be stitched down the whole urea. You also can read it and make mistakes. Asks the Brisker Rav. Understand. The halacha of Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Sigeres, is a halacha in the manufacture of the Megillah. How is the Megillah supposed to be manufactured? Should it be manufactured the way a Sefer Torah is manufactured? Do you use the same materials? Do you have the same way of writing it? Or can it be manufactured with different materials, with not as many materials? But it's not a halacha on how to read it. The reading of Megillah, presumably, is a reading of Torah. And whenever we read Torah, we have to read Torah correctly. Can't read Torah and not read what we're supposed to be reading. How could it be that the Gra says, because Megillah Nikres Igeres, Megillah is classified as a letter. So since Megillah is classified as a letter, you don't have to be precise in the way you read it. What does one thing have to do with the other? A letter is in terms of the halachos of the ksiva, the halach of the writing, the halach of the creating. But in terms of the reading, what you're reading here is you're reading Torah. When you read Torah, it should have to be read correctly. What's pshat in the Gra, where the Gra says, since Megillah Nikres Igeres, that informs how Megillah is read. Truth is, though, it's not only the Gra who makes such an idea, that the fact that Megillah Nikres Igeres impacts the way the Megillah is read. It's Nagos Maimonios. That's the third source on the page. Nagos Maimonios, Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Aleph, we read. Nahagu B'kriyas Megillah, Shlo Lahafsik, Bein Pasuk LePasuk. There's a minhag in reading the Megillah not to stop at the end of a Pasuk. Normally we stop at the end of each pasuk. If somebody is reading the Torah and he doesn't stop, we would have him go back and stop. In Megillah, it was a minhag not to stop. At the end of one pasuk, not to sound like the pasuk is ending, but to flow right into the next pasuk. Tekef, immediately, l'siyum pasuk zeh, when we finish one pasuk, maschil ba'osa neshima, in the same breath to begin, pasuk shel acharav, the next pasuk. And why? Shaharei Kri Igeres. Because the Megillah is called a letter. V'chein nimtze b'shem Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yitzchak. Also have this from Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yitzchak. Amnam b'shem Rav Tzemach Gon Matzasi, but Rav Tzemach Gon says, Sheyifsuk b'chol makom sheyirtze, that you can stop the pasuk anywhere you want. When do we say you should connect things with one breath? Only when the Gemara said to do so. But where it wasn't revealed, it wasn't revealed. He's referring to the Gemara. The Gemara says that there is that we should read the Aseres Pnei Haman B'Neshima Achas in one breath, because they were all hung together and they all died in one moment. So if the Gemara says that the Aseres Pnei Haman are in one breath, that implies that the other psukim are not in one breath. You're not linking, you know, Pasuk Aleph with Pasuk Beis. V'chein Rabbeinu HaMechaber lo hizkir miminhag zeh klum. The Rambam also doesn't mention this custom at all. V'chein nira lo havi raya she'ein mamish b'minhag zeh. Proof that there is no, it's not a correct minhag. In the Garsina b'perakama the mechilta number of yudim d'min yafo, the 10 sons, together with the word aseres, have to be said in one breath. It didn't say that the pasuk before also was in that breath. If you mean exact, according to this custom, at the end of each pasuk should be in one breath with the beginning of the next pasuk, it should have said teva achrona shalosa pasuk kamkin. However, there is such a minute. And the Agos Maimonides says, "Mikol makom lefi aminig, according to this minig, nagu lomer chamesh meos ish, and v'eis parshandasa b'neshima achas." Upeluhu, it's a very strange thing. Sharei asifra, amaratam mishum dekulu b'hadi adadi nafkin yishmasayu. Gemara says you should say all 10 sons in one breath because they died in one moment. Zelo hayel ba'aseres pnei Haman. That was the 10 sons of Haman died at one moment. Chamesh Meos Ish, the 500 people of Shushan, Lo Shaychi by time, they didn't die at that moment. Mikol Dvarim Elu Omer Maharam, Shichol Hafsik, Bein Kol Pasuk Im Yirtze. So we have here fascinating Agos Maimonios. Agos Maimonios actually quotes this idea that Nikrei Sigeres impacts the way we read the Megillah, and he uses that to justify the minhag of slurring the end of one pasuk with the beginning of the next pasuk when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. Another feature of that minhag really is to say that there's no idea of an end of a pasuk. You can end in the middle of a pasuk too when it comes to the Megillah. because Megillah Nikreis Igeres. And again, we have the question of the Brisker Rav. Megillah Nikreis Igeres that we saw in the Gemara is really a function of how to write the Megillah. That the Megillah should be written, it can be written in ways that are a little bit different than a Sefer Torah. You can have the different yerios, the different sections of parchment connected with only three sinews. But what does that have to do with how to read the Megillah? Why should the Kriya Samegillah be different than a normal Kriya of Kisvei HaKodesh? If we look at the final source in the handout, we have a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Ika Bar Av and Amar Rav Hananel Amar Rav. Ika Bar Av and said the name of Rav Hananel, the name of Rav. My dichtiv, what meaning of the pasuk? Vayikru b'sefer Torah se'elokim mefurash v'sum seichel vayavinu b'mikra. It's a pasuk in Nehemiah. The people came and they read the book of the Torah of God. It was explicit. They understood it. They understood the psukim. Vayikru b'sefer Torah se'elokim. They read in the book of Hashem. Ze mikra. That's a reference to reading psukim. Mefurash. It was explained. Ze targum. That's a reference to targum unklus. Sum Seichel Elu Hapsukim. The Sum Seichel, they had understanding. They had an end of each pasuk. By Avinu Bamikra, Elu Piske Tamim, those are the notes. Amrila Elam Masoro, so to say it's the traditions of, you know, how many times you have in the Torah Vav Lamed Aleph or a word beginning with Vav Yud Aleph. All of the Masoras. So we see that when it comes to Sefer Torah Selokim, the book of Hashem's Torah, there is a halacha of a pasuk, knowing where the pasuk is. And yet we hear that when it comes to Megillah, there was a minhag, bedafka, not to have the pasuk. How are we to understand this? There's a very famous Tosfos on Daf Dalet in Maseches Megillah. The Daf Dalet in Maseches Megillah, we read, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos the Mikra Megillah Sha'afnein Hayu Ba'osu Anes. Women are obligated in the reading of Megillah because they also were included in the miracle. They were also saved. The Tosfos says, Mikan Mashna, here it implies, that women are obligated the same way men are obligated. And women could be motzi men in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But then Tosfos says, the Bahag, though, paskins that women cannot read the Megillah for men. And what's the raya of the Bahag? The Tosefta. The Tosefta says that a tumtum is a person whose private area is covered. So we don't know whether the person is a male or the person is a female. The private area would have to be uncovered for us to be able to know. We don't know. Could be this tumtum is a male, could be the other tumtum is a female. Once the surgery will be done, we'll find one is a male, the other one's a female. We don't know. An androgynous is somebody who has both. He has both the male organs and the female organs. We know what each androgynous looks like, but we have a suffix how to treat the androgynous. Do we treat the androgynous as a male, or do we treat him as a female? So the Tosefta says, Tumtum cannot read the Megillah even for a fellow Tumtum. An androgynous could read the Megillah for another androgynous, but couldn't read the androgynous for a man. The Tosefta says, what's pshat in that? If women are just as obligated as men, and a woman could be motzi a man, so then a tumtum should be able to read for another tumtum. An androgynous should be able to read for men too. But if you say that a woman is obligated to hear Megillah, but she doesn't have the same level of obligation as men, a woman can maybe read for another woman. But a woman wouldn't be able to read for a man. So then you can understand the Tosefta. One tumtum can't read for another tumtum because this tumtum might be a woman, the other tumtum might be a man, and a woman can't read for a man. One androgynous could read for another androgynous because if we classify all androgynous as men, so it's a man reading for a man. If we classify all androgynous as women, it's a woman reading for a woman. So when it comes to androgynous, an androgynous could read for other androgynous. When it comes to tumtum, a tumtum can't read for another tumtum because a woman cannot read for a man. And in fact, Tosfos says that's the halacha, that a woman cannot read for a man, and that's how the Rama paskins. But what's pshat in this halacha? Why does a woman have less of an obligation than a man in Kriyas HaMegillah? My father, in the sefer that he published on Maseches Sukkah of the Shiurim of the Rav Zatzal, quoted the Rav as explaining the Tosfos in the following way. Reinu Rabbeinu Shlita Bier Shebekriyas HaMegillah Yesh Shnei Kiyumin. In reading the Megillah, there are actually two mitzvos. One, Talmud Torah, the Kriyas Kisvei HaKodesh. One halach in Kriyas HaMegillah is that Kriyas HaMegillah was a takana of learning Torah, learning Suvin. Megillah, Esther, is the last book in Tanakh. It's Kriyas Kisvei HaKodesh, it's Talmud Torah, B'tzibur, it's public learning of Torah. Like Kriyas HaTorah. There's a second halacha. Second halacha is pure samanes. Anashim chayavim b'shnei akiyumim. Men have both obligations. Men have the chi of both of Talmud Torah derabim, of Talmud Torah of Kisvei HaKodesh, and men have the chi of a pure samanes. Nashim chayavos rak mitam kiyum ha-mitzvah shel pure samanes, lo mitam akiyum shel Talmud Torah ba mikriyas Kisvei HaKodesh. Women are only obligated, they're only obligated in the mitzvah of pirsum anes. Women are not obligated in the chiyuv of Talmud Torah of Kisvei HaKodesh. Women are not obligated in the chiyuv of Talmud Torah of Kisvei HaKodesh. Women are patur from Talmud Torah. So when a man is reading, there are actually two kiyumim taking place. There's the kiyum of Talmud Torah of Kisvei HaKodesh, and a second kiyum of Pirsumei Nisa. When a woman reads, there's only the kiyum of Pirsumei Nisa. There's no kiyum of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah by learning Suvin. Because there was no chiyum to learn Torah by learning Suvin. So since a woman is only obligated in half of what a man is obligated, for a woman to read for a man would be an Eino Mechuyav B'davar, reading for someone who's Mechuyav B'davar. That's why a woman doesn't read for a man. A woman can read for another woman, because a woman is Chayav in Pirsum Anes, and another woman's Chayav in Pirsum Anes. But a woman can't read for a man, and therefore an androgynous who might be a woman also can't read for a man. A tumtum who might be a woman can't read for a man. A tumtum couldn't even read for another tumtum, because this tumtum might be a woman and that tumtum might be a man. Because a woman's chiyuv is different than a man's chiyuv. The truth is we have this idea, not just in the Rosh Yeshivos, in the Achronim, it's almost mefurish in a Gemara. The Gemara says in the Seches Megillah, second parak, discussing that everyone who hears the Megillah in Hebrew is Yotze, even a low A's, even someone who speaks English naturally is Yotze if he hears it in Hebrew. The Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, we don't always understand all the words in the Megillah. Atu anana, achashtanim b'nei aramachim, yadinan mai karina. Do we know what achashtanim b'nei aramachim are? Ela mitzvas kriya upirsume nisa. Rather, there's the mitzvah of reading and Pirsum Nisa. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that there's two mitzvos when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. There's one mitzvah which is a mitzvah's Kriya. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you don't understand it, that's a chisaron in the Talmud Torah. But there's a second mitzvah in Kriyas HaMegillah. The second mitzvah is Pirsum Nisa. So even if I don't know what this word means, but the mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa, I'm still getting. I'm still thinking about the miracle. I'm still being aware of the miracle. And the mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa still applies even when I don't have a clear understanding of what this pasuk in particular means. So what we see from this source is that there are actually two features to Kriyas HaMegillah. On the one hand, Kriyas HaMegillah is Talmud Torah. On the other hand, Kriyas HaMegillah is Pirsum Anes. Suggests the Brisker Rav, perhaps also the idea that Megillah Nikre Sefer, the Nikre Sigeres. Nikre Sefer, it's Torah, it's part of Tanakh. So there's a din sefer to the Megillah. On the other hand, the mitzvah of Megillah is not just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not leaning. Not the mitzvah of leaning on Monday and Thursday. It's a mitzvah of Pirsam Anes. Mitzad the mitzvah of Pirsam Anes, nikreis igeres. It's called an igeres. There's a whole other halacha of how to make the Megillah. Because this isn't just a cheftz of Torah, a part of Tanakh. This is a cheftz of Pirsam Anes. Just like menorah is a cheftz of Pirsam Anes, the Ner Chanukah creates Pirsam Anes, Megillah creates Pirsam Anes. Mitzad Pirsam Anes, nikreis igeres. Mitzad Talmud Torah, nikreis sefer. The truth is, we have another famous question on this whole issue. The Gemara said, Amr Reb Chelba, Amr Reb Chama Bar Gurim Arav, Megillah nikreis sefer, Shim Tafra B'chute Pishtan Psula. Megillah is classified as a sefer, and therefore it can't be sewed with string. It can only be sewed with sinews. It can't be sewed with string. It can be sewed only with sinews. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Tezayin, quoting another pasuk in the Megillah, Yishlach Svarim El Kol Yehudim El Sheva Ve'esmu Mea Medina Malchus Achashverosh Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, words of peace and truth, says the Gemara, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Amar Reb Tanchum said, Ve'amri La Amar Reb Asi Melameit Shetzricha Sirtut Ke'amita Shel Torah. This teaches us that the Megillah needs to be scoured. When you take the parchment, you have to take a knife and etch lines in the parchment, and then write on top of those lines the Megillah, Ka'amita Shel Torah, like the truth of the Torah, Divrei Shalom, the Emes. So Tosvos, in Meseches Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, Divrei Maschol HaMoridin, Tosvos asks, Adamina besof perakama de Megillah daf tezayin mit beis divrei shalom ve'emes malamet shetzricha sirtut kamita shel Torah. This that the Gemara says that it needs sirtut kamita shel Torah. Tosfos asks, why do I need a pasuk divrei shalom ve'emes to say that Megillah needs sirtut kamita shel Torah? If Megillah nikrei sefer and sefer Torah needs sirtut, so that should be mechayev Megillah to have sirtut. Why do I need a separate pasuk, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, that it needs Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah? So Tosfos, based on this kasha, is machadish that a Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtut. And Tosfos is machadish that Tefillin don't need Sirtut. And the only piece of Torah that needs Sirtut is Mezuzah. Mezuzah needs Sirtut. And mezuzah is called Amita Shel Torah because mezuzah is the first parsha of Shema, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, accepting God as King, that's Amita Shel Torah. That's what Tosfos Machadish from this kasha. But now Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says, Tzricha Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah, that a Megillah needs Sirtut the same way a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. And Rashi holds that a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. So according, the Rambam holds Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. So according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, what are they going to do with Tosfos' kasha? Why did the Gemara need to come up with a new drasha? Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, Tzricha Sirtut, Kamita Shel Torah. We already have the fact that Megillah Nikrei Sefer. Megillah is like a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, all the halachas of Sefer Torah. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz really is hinted already in the Tosfos. Megillah Nikrei Sefer, but at the same time, Megillah Nikrei Sigeres. On the one hand, Megillah has laws like Sefer Torah, because Megillah is Talmud Torah. On the other hand, Megillah has laws that are completely different than Talmud Torah. Laws of Pirsumei Nisa, laws of Igeres. And I would have thought that the law of Igeres would say that you could have a Megillah even if it doesn't have Sirtut, mitzad the fact that it's Nikrei Sigeres. That's why I need a separate pasuk, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, that the same way there is Sirtut in Amita Shel Torah, there has to be Sirtut in the Megillah as well. Because what we're seeing here is the idea that Nikrei Sigeres is not only a halacha in the manufacture of the Megillah, it's really a halacha in the definition of what Kriyas HaMegillah is. Kriyas HaMegillah is both Talmud Torah, and that's why Nikrei Sefer, there are halachas of how to manufacture the Megillah like a Sefer Torah. But the same way that it's Talmud Torah, Megillah is also pure Samanes. And because Megillah is pure Samanes, there are dinim of Nikrei Sigeres telling us that the Megillah in many ways is not like a Sefer Torah. It doesn't have to have the status of a Sefer Torah. And perhaps that's the pshat in this idea of the Ra and the idea of the Agos Maimonios. The Gra and the Agos Maimonios who say that the Pshat and the Rambam saying you can make mistakes in Kriyas HaMegillah, even though you can't make mistakes in Kriyas HaTorah. The Agos Maimonios, it says that there's no din of the end of a Pasuk in Kriyas HaMegillah. You can end the Pasuk in the middle, you actually have a minug to go Bedafka from one Pasuk into the next Pasuk. The Pshat is because Megillah has two features. On the one hand, Megillah has the feature of Talmud Torah. But on the other hand, Megillah also has the feature of Pirsumei Nisa as a halacha of Igeres. And because the Megillah has halachos of Igeres and of Pirsumei Nisa, that impacts not only the manufacture of the Megillah, but also the expression of how to fulfill the mitzvahs Megillah. And I think Al Pi Drush, we can understand this in a very beautiful, beautiful sense. Megillah Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Sigeres. On the one hand, Megillah is Talmud Torah, it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Megillah Matamis HaYadayim, there's Tumas Yadayim when a person handles the Megillah without, if he handles it directly, his hands become a Sheni L'tuma. On the other hand, besides it being Kisvei HaKodesh, the Megillah is an Igeres, the source of the Pirsumei Nisa. It's a religious document, it's a Sefer, but it's also a secular document, an Igeres, a letter, and the secular document overrules certain aspects of the religious document. The religious document would have required that it would have been stitched all along the area. As a secular document, only 3 stitches. A religious document would have required certain features, maybe ibud l'shma, that the klaf had to be made l'shma. The Megillah doesn't have to be made l'shma. Nikrei Sigeres, as the Brisker Rav explains. Because Purim is really an unbelievably special Yom Tov. Message of Purim is that even in that which is seemingly secular, even that which is seemingly an igeres, just a letter, really it's a sefer. Really a Talmud Torah. Chassidim say that the Chiddush Yorin once said that if you can imagine the Beis Medrash in the times of Shushan, someone probably ran in and said, you know, oh my gosh, this crazy king that we have, Achashverosh, he's making a party for 6 months. And you know what he did after 6 months of drinking, after 180 days of drinking? He called his wife and he asked her to come in a state of undress, and she refused to come, and he then decided to kill her. And what would they say in the Beis Medrash when they heard such a thing?
Bitul Torah.
They say, Bitul Torah, and say, Shah! You know, such lowly things, this doesn't belong in a Beis Medrash. How could you tell us such things? We're trying to be pure here, and you're sullying our mind with such ideas and reports. And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking all those newspaper headlines, and out of those newspaper headlines, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was writing Megillas Esther. Out of those newspaper headlines, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was writing the Igeres, the letter. The letter, which as the commentators explain, a letter only has meaning, I heard this from my teacher of Wolfson, a letter has meaning when we realize that it was sent particularly to us. Imagine if I get a letter that was sent really for my next door neighbor. And it says, you know, the grandchildren are now walking, now talking. It wouldn't mean anything to me. But if I get such a letter from my brother, it does mean a lot to me. When it's sent particular to me, then there's a meaning to the letter. Megillah Nikre Sigeres, it's a letter. Hashem in particular sends us a letter telling us that He's taking care of us. That even when all sorts of horrible things are going on in the world, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is writing the Megillas Esther. It's a very beautiful psak in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Megillas Esther will never be batel. It's a difficult psak because how could it be that Megillas Esther, what makes Megillas Esther any different than the other book of Tanakh? All the other books of Tanakh are going to be batel. What does it mean Megillas Esther is never going to be batel? So I saw a very beautiful explanation that was offered by Rav Hutner Zatzal. Rav Hutner pointed out that the Gemara says, we just quoted it, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, words of peace and truth. Megillah needs Sirtut Ka'amita Shel Torah. Megillah needs lines like the truth of Torah. So Tosfos and Menachos asks, what do I need a new pasuk, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? Megillah Nikrei Sefer. And as a Sefer, it should have the halacha of Sirtut. So Tosfos Sefer Torah doesn't have Sirtut. Okay. But what's Taka V'Pshat? Why do I need a new pasuk? So he suggested the word MS means that which lasts, that which is forever. The word kazav means something which disappoints, eventually disappears. Yirmiyahu HaNavi in chapter 31 writes, Hinei yamim vayim, days are coming. The charati es beis Yisrael ves beis Yehuda bris chadasha. I'm going to make for the Jewish nation a new covenant. Lo kabris asher karati esavosam yom hachziki biyadam lo tziyam me'eretz mitzrayim. Not like the covenant that I made with your ancestors when I held their hands to take them out of Egypt. Kizos habris asher echros, for this covenant is a new covenant. Nasati es torasi bikirbam. I'm placing my Torah in their midst. Va'alibam echtevena. And I will write my Torah on their heart. Navi Yirmiyahu says that La'asad Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to write the Torah on our hearts. So one second. Megillah Nikrei Sefer. It's a sefer, it's a scroll. But there's a time in the future when there won't be any scrolls. Hashem won't be writing Torah on parchment. Hashem will be writing Torah on hearts. But when Hashem is writing Torah on hearts, even then, Megillah will need Sirtut. Even then, Megillah will need Sirtut Ke'amita Shel Torah. Because Megillah is Emes, which is forever. It never ends. It never has Bittul. Because Megillah shows that even what we thought was physical, what we thought was politics, what we thought was secular, what we thought was an Igeres, really wasn't an Igeres. It's really all a sefer. It's really all Torah. The confluence between Igeres and sefer is a very beautiful idea. That what you think, when we think something is politics, it's not politics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making out of these headlines. Right now, it's an Igeres, but he's writing a new sefer, a new scroll, and that scroll is to be written on our hearts. Tzvi chasirtut ka'amita shel Torah. We need to etch the lines in our hearts, and on top of those lines, engrave the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us personal letters, taking care of us, and saving us. There's a very beautiful book, there are two volumes of it. It's published by a publisher called Judaica Press, called The Hidden Hand, where an author, Yaakov Astor, goes through different events of the 20th century, and tries to show the Yad HaShgacha, the hand of Hashem, moving events around to help Am Yisrael. Who knows? It may be. It's just as an example, the fact that the miracle of Dunkirk, that Hitler didn't destroy the 350,000 soldiers that were left on the beaches of France when France surrendered, and allowed them in 3 days to be pulled back to England. And that was the core of the army that fought against Hitler and eventually comes back to France, to Normandy in 1944. The miracle of Dunkirk happened on Lag BaOmer. Or the fact that in 1973, when the Yom Kippur War broke out, and our brothers and sisters living in Sion were in such grave danger. At that period, Nixon was in a state of, he was the president, was in a state of complete emotional collapse. He wasn't even in the White House, he was down in Florida. And the people who threatened the Soviet Union with nuclear war were Haig and Kissinger, who had a meeting in the White House, and they put U.S. forces on the highest alert, ready to shoot nuclear weapons to stop the Soviets from supporting the Egyptians. And Nixon was in a state of bilbul. Why was he in a state of such bilbul? So we know, b'derech hateva, because Nixon sent the plumbers to do the Watergate break-in in 1972, and there was the whole Watergate scandal, and he was worried about it. But maybe it's min hashamayim that a king makes a crazy decision, an insane decision, so that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save Am Yisrael, Nixon, who was a shtickle anti-Semite, we know that Nixon had lists of prominent Jews that he wanted the IRS to go audit and to arrest, and Nixon should be out of commission, and that Haig, who was an Oy of Yisrael, and Kissinger together with him, were able to make those decisions and to help Am Yisrael. The truth is, whether his interpretations of the events are correct or wrong, the foundation of what he's saying is certainly correct. Megillah Nikrei Sefer v'Nikrei Sigeres. On the one hand, Megillah Esther has halachos of a Sefer Torah. It's Talmud Torah. And yet it has halachos of an Igeres, of Persume Nisa, of stories, of letters. Because the message of Purim, which is the eternal message, is that even the politics, even the secular, even the newspaper headlines are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Igeres, with which he's creating a Sefer. He's creating a scroll and a narrative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us and protecting us till Mashiach will come.
How does that explain the lack of diktuk in the Kriya, though?
Because of the key of Pirsa Manes.
Oh, no, as long as people have some idea of what's happening, it's Pirsa Manes, yes, even if it's Kriya Mishubeshes.
That's right.